UFO reporting center.
Yes, this is Officer Greavy with the Calusa Police Department in Calusa, California.
Yes, sir.
And we've just received two reports of UFOs, and we're with one subject now, and we figured it'd be easier if he could describe it to you, or we've never called your number before, so we really don't know what the procedure is on it. But we just had a complete power outage in the county, and when this fellow walked outside, when he spotted it, and that's when another lady who is a reserve on our department also spotted it.
Now, you say one party's with you?
Right, I'm calling from his home now.
Okay, do you have the name to the other party also?
Okay, the other party is Elaine McGowan, and you can usually reach her via the Calusa County Sheriff's Office.
Okay.
She's a reserve there, part-time dispatcher.
Okay, you're with the other party now?
Right, would you like to talk to him?
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
Hello.
Good evening, or good morning, I should say.
Yeah, I'm very sorry to have him to bother you.
No problem at all. We'd like to hear about what you saw.
Well, I never used to believe in it, but I do now. Around 1 o'clock, the power went off. And I have power running from my shop to my house, and I figured maybe it blew a fuse in there. I've been watching television. And I went outside, very dark, with no lights anywhere, and had this funny feeling like static electricity around me or something. I don't know. I couldn't figure out what was wrong. I looked up behind the barn, which is right behind my house, and this giant object like an upside-down cup was just there, hovering, not making a sound, but weird-looking lights. And I ran back in the house to get my wife, and it was already about like 5 or 10 miles away. And it was coming back this time with three giant beams on the ground, lighting up the whole surface of the ground.
Uh-huh.
And my neighbor has a crop dusting outfit behind my field, and it lit their house up, and it was shining these weird lights out, like spotlights. They wasn't going out too far, but they were quite far apart. And it would come right for the house again, so I grabbed my kids out of bed, and we ran to the car and got in a pickup. And the damn thing followed us until we got to the cemetery, and then I had to hit my brake lights, because I was driving no lights, to get over the hump. And when I did that, it took off like a flash off to the right and went off towards the Sacramento area. And there was more than one, but I didn't have a chance to look at the other. This one's too damn close, you know.
Yes.
But it was hanging over the barn, and it had this funny electricity stuff bothering you. I mean, it's like you get a tingle, you know.
You could feel that in your body, then.
All the way through.
Okay.
And I'm still a-shaking.
Uh-huh. Okay, now going back to when you first saw this, how close to the ground was it?
He was about 50 feet and counting the barn. He was right above the barn.
And how far away from you, would you say?
Well, I would say within 100 feet from my house to the barn.
100 feet, okay. And it was shaped like an upside-down cup?
Right.
Is that all you could see now? Could you see?
I can't see. I couldn't see above it because at that point, it was too many weird-looking lights drawing your attention. I just couldn't take time to look the whole thing. It just scared me, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I did look at it for a good 2 minutes. I mean, I stood there. I was froze. And it doesn't make a sound.
Okay. Could you see a surface?
Yes, when it took off, it looks like an upside down, well, I hate to say this, but you know the movie they have on TV called The Invaders?
Yes.
Okay, it looks identical to that.
Okay, were there any openings?
I can't see, it's too much bright light.
Too much light, too much outside glow,
bright light.
Okay.
Of a neon color.
Right, now did this light up the ground under it?
But it didn't light the ground up on the barn until it took off over there and it stopped and it had three lights. It lit up the ground under it in a huge, big circle.
Now, were these shafts of light that came down from the
beams
from the bottom of the object?
Well, this center one was a huge light that went straight down.
Uh-huh.
And then it had one out in front that went down on the ground, and then it had one on left and right of it that showed on there. The power poles on the 2047, and it looked like it was shining lights right on those electrical... transformers.
Right on the transformers.
And the lights was already out, already all over the whole valley, but it came, when I called the wife to the window, it was coming right at us again. And it had these giant lights, but this time it only had one light. But it was a beam, a huge big beam, I'd say a couple 300 feet in diameter on the ground, coming right at us. And I panicked and grabbed the kids, and we took off with no lights.
Okay, but did you have any trouble with the car or anything while you were driving?
No, I just fired it up, and it's a Chevrolet. You know, it takes a little bit, and I put it in reverse and backed out, and after the backup lights come on, and that scared me because I figured it's going to see us, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it came right over Bailey's trees, which is the next door neighbor to us, and they're eucalyptus pretty tall. And it just seems to know how to act to manipulate it, you know, on the ground maneuver. And it doesn't make a sound. That's what's weird.
And this followed you into
it
town?
It followed me right along the side of us, within about 100 yards from us. And I made the turn on the main road and hit it towards town as fast as I could with no light. It was right there, and I was getting pretty panicked. And my wife was too, but when I hit the railroad track, there's quite a little hump over it, and I put the brakes, and the brake lights came on bright red, and I figured, oh, Christ, he's really going to find us now, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it took off behind us on the right of us, and took off towards the Sacramento area. And it just went all the way so fast, you can't believe it.
Did it change in appearance at all when it took off at high rate of speed?
It can make any turns it wants.
I mean, did the glow around it increase?
It turns soft blue. I mean, kind of a purplish blue.
When it took off?
When it takes off, yeah.
Okay. Now, then, during this whole experience, at no time you saw any kind of a surface, right?
Just an outline of a shadow, you know.
Oh, okay.
Like I say, I seen a good look of it there at the barn.
Right.
But the underneath got some weird-looking things on it. That's, uh-huh. That's what startled me. You know?
Did it have any colored lights on it?
Yes. It's kind of a frosty light. You know, it's not a, they're just like a neon light.
Right.
And there's a series of little teeny things that go through the light, like little neon tubes.
Did any member of your family have this feeling also?
No, I woke them out of sound sleep.
Okay, then the only time you had this tingling sensation would be outside, okay.
But it looked like to me it was drawing electricity out of the power poles or something, because it had these beams on these transformers.
Okay, now were these just high voltage lines, or were they the large transmission lines?
Well, see, we have irrigation pumps on the canal.
Oh, yes.
And they're quite, I don't have any voltage, but they're quite a bit. And they're big, huge transformers, so I don't know if it was just looking at them or if it's drawing energy from them, but it looked like to me it's drawing something from them.
Uh-huh, okay. Now, how big was this object? Is there any estimates?
No, beg your pardon?
How large was the object?
I hate to guess.
Could you compare it with...
It was as big as around as my whole barn. And the barn is pretty old, but it covered the whole top of it.
Uh-huh.
And the barn is probably like 75 by maybe 50, and it goes up pretty tall.
Okay. Do you have any livestock on the farm?
No, I just got two animals, a cat and a dog. It's in the shop.
Okay. Can we have your name, sir?
Yes, sir. Mr. Bill Pegge. P-E-C-H-A. It's actually Billy Benson, but I don't like Billy. Bill.
And your wife saw this?
My wife seen it right out the window.
And what was your wife's first name?
Linda Pegge.
And your children saw it?
My children sees the light, but they were scared and asleep.
Okay.
Woke them out of
it. All right. Did the police department get any additional reports on that?
Yes. I called my neighbors because I was very worried about them when I got to town because it had this huge light over their house. And they own the airport. And I called her and she said that they were asleep. They didn't hear anything or nothing. I told her it didn't make a sound. And I didn't want to tell her that I was waking her up and scaring her. And she said she kind of believes in it too, but she would keep an eye out.
Okay. How long did the power outage last?
I'd say within about, I can't tell you everything going on. I didn't want to stay in the dark because I didn't want to be seen.
Uh-huh.
I think about maybe 15 minutes or 20 minutes.
And this covered the whole county?
Yes, it did. Everything was black around here. I didn't know until they told me that the whole county was knocked down.
You said that there was more than one object.
Yes, there were three. I'm pretty sure there were three because there was the other two things going away. Is it coming towards us? And that's when I figured holy hell's going to break loose. I didn't, you know, I just was worried sick after it was there once that they well was going to come back and get it.
Okay, now these, the other two, were they similar to the one by the barn?
See, they just had lights.
I see.
They looked like a smaller, two small ones.
Okay. Okay, what color were the lights on those?
They were a neon light. Neon light.
Same.
Same. Only they didn't have anything under them. I couldn't see. They looked like smaller ones.
I see. Okay.
But they went away fast.
Huh.
But okay. They don't make no noise. I can't see why a machine that big can't at least make something.
Now, this was handled by the Colusa Police Department?
I called the Sheriff's Department because I couldn't stand it any longer. I had to know somebody else seen it.
Uh-huh.
And they said they had one other caller, a couple, I don't remember. But the police department came here and I told them what I saw. And they're the ones that called you.
This is the police or the sheriff?
This is the police here in town.
Okay, fine.
Call the Sheriff's Department. I guess they sent you guys. Oh, they dispatched out to the police here.
Okay.
Not a fib, sir.
Well,
I really believe it now. I used to think a little bit, you know, they had me wondering. That's all it ever went to. But I believe it.
Okay, other than this tingling sensation now, did you have any other physical or strange mental feelings while all this was going on?
Well, I don't really know. I couldn't get in the house. I was all frustrated. I hit the walls going down because we had no lights in there. I couldn't, and I've always walked through that hall before without running into everything. But I guess I was scared, too.
Okay.
It's like electricity. I mean, it's like your hairs, and you take some kind of a Dicon or coats, you know, you wear, and you get this static electricity when you pull it off.
Right.
This is the way your hair stands up.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's static to it or something.
Could I talk to the officer again, please?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I sure appreciate this call.
Okay. We'll have a report in our file.
Okay.
Do you need our address or anything?
We have it, yeah. Now, this Elaine McGowan, does she work in night shift or off?
Well, she's a technician for the ambulance service, so we can call her out any time of the night. It'd be best to get a hold of her in the daytime.
Okay, then she's right there at the main office?
Well, no, but they can get a hold of her.
Oh, okay.
And that would be at the sheriff's office.
Right.
And the police department took the report.
Right.
The sheriff's department dispatches for us at night because we don't have a dispatcher.
Oh, I see. Very good. And we thank you again very much for this. And if we get any more information on it, why, we'll get back to you people and let you know.
Okay, and also the power was out for three or four surrounding counties, too, that we monitor on the radio at the same time.
Okay, how long was that out, you know?
Well, I was out at my house for about 5 minutes, went out 5 to 1 and came on about 2 minutes after because I was just getting ready to go to work.
Uh-huh.
I was out for about 7 minutes at my house.
Okay, now, I forgot to ask this gentleman what time he first saw this object.
Bill, what time did you first see this? As soon as the power went off, it'd be right around 1.
Almost
1 by my watch.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, it's a reduced search. Okay, if you need anything else, you can get hold of us, I guess.
Yes, sir, we'll do.
Okay.
And we thank you again.
Okay.
Right. Elaine McGowan?
Yes.
I'm calling for the UFO Reporting Center in Washington.
Yes, sir.
And we understand that you saw something in the sky last night.
Yes, sir.
I wonder if we could get a description of that.
There was no shape to it that we could see. It happened about, I guess maybe 25 minutes to 1. All the lights had gone out in town, the street lights as well as house lights, and we walked out to the street to look up the street to see if we could see any lights further down.
Uh-huh.
And there was one big bright light. It looked like a street light was mounted up in the sky. We watched it for approximately 10 to 15 minutes. It was southwest of Colusa. It was stationary for about 10 to 15 minutes. And then went in a northwesterly direction, for maybe, a minute. And then switched directions and went southeast towards Sacramento. The lights at that time came back on. They were on for maybe a minute and a half, and the object just disappeared.
Uh-huh. It just snapped off, like turning off the light?
And there was a whirl, like a very, very high-powered motor would run, a very fine precision motor that would just have a hum to it.
Yes.
You could hear this very, very distinctly.
Okay, now, do you have any idea of how close that object got to you?
Oh, it was quite a ways away from us. with the lights out, and so it's hard to listen.
Right.
It was south of town. I would say maybe a half a mile away from us would be at the closest point. And it was still a very bright, kind of a orangish shade of light.
Uh-huh.
We could detect no shape except this, one circle of bright light.
Yes. Now, you say this was definitely circular, then.
The light that we saw.
Yes.
It was just like somebody had a... It would be like an airplane landing in your yard, the headlight of an airplane.
I see. Okay.
But there was no rays coming off of it.
I see. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, really, it does. How about altitude?
When we first saw it, it seemed to be, maybe 200 feet in the air.
Okay.
When we first saw it. Then, as it was going in a northwest pattern, it went up, as it was climbing. In other words, it didn't go straight across the horizon. It went up on an angle.
Yes.
And then when it finally shot the closest to us, it was a lot higher, maybe close to a half a mile up from us, straight up in the sky. And then it was going at a very rapid rate of speed.
Okay, now could you hear this humming sound at all times while you had it in sight?
When we first spied it, no. But when it started in motion... and started from the northeast and went to the from the northwest to the southeast, then it was very, very pronounced.
Okay.
We could hear it over the motor of a pickup truck that had just driven by us.
Did this seem to fluctuate in any way with regards to the object's speed or starting or stopping?
Well, it did not stop after we heard the noise. Once we heard the noise, it was a steady, almost like an airplane motor going,
uh-huh.
But at a much higher rate of speed, even than what a jet would sound like.
Okay, now what about size? Can you compare that with anything?
All right, standing on the ground and looking at it at a distance, it looked like... maybe five street lights flopped together. Only in one...
Those amber lights?
It wasn't amber. It was kind of a... It was a white, but it had like a pinkish, orangish cast to it.
Oh, yes. Okay. Did this cast seem to surround...
No.
...the white part of the object?
No, not that I can remember.
Okay.
I'm on the Sheriff's Department reserves, and I sat there and looked at it. If I tell them, they'll think I'm an idiot. Because I have five sons that are always reading about them,
Uh-huh.
They've been telling me, I saw this light and I saw that light. Well, the one where we're standing out there, and yesterday was his 17th birthday, and he was out of his mind. Look what I seen on my 17th birthday, So as far as it seemed to light, I can't say that the light got any brighter or any dimmer. It just kind of stayed at one intensity.
Okay, now in your opinion, was this thing under intelligent control?
Definitely.
Okay. And your son also saw this?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And that was the extent of the witnesses?
In our area.
Right.
We sat there and watched it. We didn't, there was no one else around that time in the morning. One pickup went by. And then we were told today, one of the police officers stopped by and visited with us. And he said that there was four separate sightings of four other individuals had reported it.
Uh-huh.
Which made me feel better.
Right. Okay. Yeah, and that's all you saw was just light, nothing
else. Light. It was just a round light. I couldn't give it a shape, to say that it was long or any particular type of a shape. It was just a bright light.
Okay. Well, we sure appreciate your time. And if we need additional information, could we get back to you?
You certainly can anytime.
Thank you very much.
Thank you kindly for calling.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.